Recording in progress.
I'm gonna get that music shut off. Unless Ashley wants to give us a little routine.
I'll pass. Graciously.
Oh, good.
Sorry about that. Okay, guys, questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. I'm sure there's some people in the bar who want to speak to Dante. Mitchell.
Dante, it seemed like a match that was right there for you guys. What maybe went wrong in, you know, the final third of the game?
It's simple. I mean, our staff prepared us in the best possible way. At the end of the day, especially when we're on the road, we have to go out there and we have to make plays. And when you concede set pieces on the road, you know, and it's going to be tough to win any game. And as a team, as a group, myself, we have to be better, because no matter what, we can prepare, we can tactically do whatever we need to do, but at the end of the day, we have to go out there and execute. And it comes down to simple situations such as set pieces.
And on the positive side of set pieces, obviously, your second goal, and both have come here. How special is it to play here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got my family here, my mother, you know, love for her to see me play, but it's always great to, you know, end up on the score sheet, but ultimately it doesn't really mean anything to me, and it's the 3 points, or, you know, a point would be what's important, but I mean, it's always good to be on the score sheet.
Thomas.
Dante, you know, a few weeks on the road now, and still a few more until you get back home. What's it kind of, you know, what's it like being kind of removed from your home for so long?
It's tough. You know, as a team, as a group, we're always gonna go through adversity. But like I said, I mean, we're set up to, you know, come out with points on these games. It just comes down to execution on the field, and as a group, as my, you know, as me myself as a leader, I have to be better, and collectively we have to be better.
Do you feel like, you know, you guys have kind of made strides this season to get where you were today, where you don't hold the lead for what?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I still believe we have a great group of guys. I still believe we have yet to reach anywhere close to our potential. It's just defining moments where we have to be better, and you know, as we get higher up in the ranks in the game and playing professional football, it's going to be more crucial and crucial.
Thank you.
Robin. Well, I counted, you're one of them, but there's at least five of you guys were on TFC2 within the last few years. And a guy from, like, I'm the League One guy, so there's a guy from, the goalies from FC London, and then Windsor, which is, was sort of a TFC team as well. But how well do you guys fit in, that you instantly know these guys, and you know how well you play, even though you're so far away in Manitoba, you sort of grown up with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it gives us some type of bond, you know, we... Being together in the academy, you know, coming up, and we all know the struggles that we went through, and it kind of pays off, you know, playing together now when we still have a bit of you know, a past together, and it's fun to go out there with the guys that you grew up with and, you know, grow aside one another.
Thanks, Brandon.
Dante, congrats on the goal. I guess first off, we saw in the first half that you guys came out to a pretty good start, and you know, obviously taking the lead, really holding York back even though they had chances, keeping the clean sheet for the first half. Just wondering what changed for you guys in the second half, or maybe what York changed and you guys maybe didn't quite respond to well enough coming into the second.
Like I said, I mean, I feel like our staff prepared us well to come out here and take, you know, at least a point away. We had an opportunity to get all 3 points, but at the end of the day, on the road, when we concede set pieces, it's going to be tough to do that. And like I said, you know, credit to York, they took their goals well, but I feel like I could have been better, and we could have been better as a group.
And obviously, 500th league match, all-time history today. You've been in the league for a couple of seasons now. Just a couple of words on what that's meant to you and some of the guys in the locker room.
It's a great feeling, you know, knowing where the league started and where it is now. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? Okay. I'm sure, Ed, you might have a question or two for Dante.
Yeah, thank you. Dante, maybe you could just, what's the first step to kind of getting this right? You've kind of walked us through about what you think went wrong tonight, but, you know, before frustration gets sets in even further, what do you guys got to do to get this thing going in the right direction?
Being better at the little things. You know, like I said, I strongly believe that our staff set us up perfectly for this game, and you know, it doesn't really matter how well you prepare. It always, if we don't take care of moments, defining moments, such as, like I said, set pieces, where as a whole, we have to be better. And I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to take a step in the forward direction, but I do feel we're getting better as a group, and we are getting better as a group, but like I said, if we want to start picking up points, we have to be better as a whole, especially starting off on the road for so many games.
Just one more from me. As a leader, how do you handle the challenge of keeping this group together without, you know, sort of the finger pointing and the frustration from that setting in?
Yeah, I mean, no, there's no finger pointing. We always hold each other accountable. For me, it's you know, try and take the positives out of the game, and we can't quit. Then we move on to the next one, and you know, we try and prepare as best as possible. We don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves. We don't have time to dwell on, you know, the whatever it may be. We have to figure out where we went wrong as a group, and we have to be better. It's simple as that.
Thank you, sir, for doing this.
Thank you, Ed. Don't think there's any other questions on Zoom that I can see. Dante, I think you're all good, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, guys.
Okay, guys, we're going to take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. Mitchell, I'm sure you might want to kick us off.
Yeah, Bill, one that was kind of right there for you guys. You know, through 68 minutes, you have the lead. You're playing decent football. Yeah, where did it kind of get away from you tonight?
Too many individual mistakes, and it has to stop. Because it doesn't matter how well you are in the game or how much in control you can be for large moments of the game. If you don't clean up mistakes, it's going to be hard to win games. I think that even in our low moments in this game, we didn't give them much. I think that we defended and protected the space as well, but we can't give the goals that we gave the way we gave them. I think that it's in many moments immature, and this is, it's football, it's made of moments.
Second halves in particular have been a bit of a struggle for the club this season. Is there anything to that? Yeah, or is it just...
I don't know. It's look, I think that we played a good second half last week in Ottawa. I think that, you know, the game is 90 minutes and our levels of concentration need to be there for 90 minutes. If players only have the ability to keep those levels of focus and of concentration for 45 minutes, then they'll become 45 minutes players and they'll have to come on games. So it's as simple as that.
Any other questions in the room? Carl.
Obviously, it's difficult to start a season 1-5 in the league.
What
positives did you take from
the
season to build on?
What positives? It's hard for me to tell you now when, because in my head I don't have only this game. I'm thinking about a lot more than that. Look, I think the group has qualities. I think that when we settle on the ball, we could be a good team. I think that we need to now, when we do get those moments, be a little bit more objective. I think about one or two actions where we set ourselves and establish ourselves well in the opposition's midfield, and the ball ends up going back to our goalkeeper. I would like to see a team that's a little bit more aggressive going forward, and especially when we're in positions higher on the pitch. But we did it when we were in an emergency situation, and then you start losing balls and taking more risks, and that's how I think we conceded the third goal. Look, positives when you're losing, man, that's how can I say, that's fantasy. You need to clean up the aspects and the elements of your game that are right now hurting you. And if you do that, the positives will come.
Thomas.
Phil, it's been a pretty daunting road trip for you guys.
Yeah.
From the start of the season, that's kind of been highlighted as a big moment in your season. You know, how do you guys kind of keep getting on the plane and, you know, trying to remain positive even though still, you know, a couple more matches?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it's good not to remain positive and be real. Here, I think that, you know, sometimes you're pushing too hard to be positive in a situation that is negative. Sometimes the wake up happens when you stay in reality, and I want us to stay in reality here. And the reality is that the team needs to deal with certain moments a lot better, and we need to. How can I say that? We need to. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. This story of take away the positives in a moment like this, or we're all pros here. We're all called to do a job in the good moments and in the moments that are more difficult. Once you dig yourself in a hole, you choose to either die there or pull yourself back up, and that's what we need to do right now.
Phil, obviously another tough factor to add to this is the injury list. You got Tass back tonight. Rafa still not in the squad tonight, and you lose Abdul 40 or so minutes in.
Yeah, I think I might have lost another one today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious on if
some come and other goes. It's like that. It's you look across the league. There's been a few. Nothing too serious, you know, but we need to look at everything. Whoever's called to do the job needs to step up and do it. That's everyone wants to play all the time. When you have injuries, there's opportunities. Whoever plays needs to do the job.
Any other questions in the room,
Robin? Well, today I counted like 5 players that came from TFC 2 within the last few years, and then another 2 guys have come from League 1 Ontario.
Yeah.
And so you have an idea when they come to your team, they just seem to fit in together. It's something about you know, the Toronto area that they play so well, and that maybe League 1 Manitoba will get going soon to have more local players come into your team.
Yeah, I don't know what to answer, honestly, on that. I don't look at that, you know, where they come from. I look at the player and the profile and,
maturity,
you know,
I guess.
Everything, but where they come from. I think that, you know, that's when you're recruiting, you're looking at the player. You're not looking at that. You know, I don't know if I answered your question or if I understood it, but.
Okay. Jacob.
So, yeah. First five matches, not really not a good start for Valor FC.
No,
and,
you're right.
And also, it's closing in to having a home match at Prince Motor Field. And how do you think what do you think that the team will need to really focus on? Do you think that there will be changes?
Let me make it easy on you with your question. Home or away, if you don't clean up these mistakes, it's hard to win matches. So let's not think that home will be our holy grail if we don't clean up mistakes like the ones we made tonight.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, yeah, Valor FC in some of the matches, like for example, Forge FC had a great chance to make a point at Tim Hortons Field, and now in the 500 Canadian Premier League match, does this match think of a good stepping point for the Canadian Premier League alongside with Valor FC?
Guys, I don't know
with the goal that Campbell scored.
I don't know. We lost the match. You know, 500, 499, whatever. We lost the match. I wasn't here for a celebration. I was here to play a match. I answered the question about the milestone during my pregame. And after that, I forgot about it. I was focused on trying to put a team on the field that would compete to win the 3 points, and we didn't. So that's all I'm thinking about right now.
Okay, thank you. We're going to jump to Zoom. Ed, I'm sure you've got one or two for Phil.
No, I'm good. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I appreciate the questions from the room there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Thanks.
Yep, we're all good.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a good one. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I'll see you.